Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. Leo is the Wall Street analyst extraordinaire. He worked for many companies out on the street, and he's out on his own now and doing a great job of helping people understand how to analyze the financial markets. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street, one of the smartest guys I know. He's our good friend now for about 9 years. Leo Haviland, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's a great honor to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, Leo. So I want you to mix in your market analysis background, what you've been working on lately with these topics that I've got on my mind. But I want to talk about the Fed. The Fed has just indicated that they plan on keeping interest rates basically at zero for the midterm, a couple of 3 years at least, probably. And that's good news. But because I think that they feel like they need to do that to make sure the economy keeps going okay. They're not ready to take the punch bowl away. In the meantime, Washington's gone bat crazy, and the fiscal side, Washington's gone nuts, and they're spending money like they just opened up 100 new Monopoly boxes, or a billion new Monopoly boxes, and that can't. You got to think that Washington. The spending spree, the money printing that they're doing, has got to have an impact on at least half of the charter of the Fed inflation. What do you think?
You raise excellent points, Jim. On the deficit spending side from Washington, your monopoly metaphor is pretty good about all this money that's here being borrowed, which is going to push deficits up by Congressional Budget Office projections over the next few decades to as much as 200% of nominal GDP.
My God,
a huge number, and we're soon going to.
Let me put that in perspective. 15 years ago, our debt to GDP was 50 to 1. 50% of our debt. We had about a $12 trillion economy and about $5, $6 trillion debt. Go ahead, Leo.
Right.
That's how much has changed in 15 years.
Right.
I'm sorry, let me say this. There were two Republican presidents during those times. Go ahead.
Right.
And only one Democrat.
Well,
so.
Everyone's in on the deficit spending from one time or
they're
another.
They're all in on it, right?
whether it's the tax reform of the previous regime, some of the infrastructure spending on the way, in addition to the $5 trillion, which you could say adds up into the coronavirus era. So it's lots of money. Now, what that does on the one hand, it looks like that there is largesse and arguably a certain amount of both good deeds and perhaps some irresponsibility on the fiscal side. Mm-hmm. But yet the Fed has encouraged it by its yield repression and money printing, in part because that encourages people to feel that there's not going to be any consequences.
They've been codependent. The Fed has been codependent with Washington, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and the Fed also has been very adept in not speaking about its violation, really, of the mandate the third leg of the mandate, which is moderate long-term interest rates. Mm-hmm. In brief, they cheated the savers by keeping Treasury rates below even their current rather low inflation.
Is there there's a reckoning coming in the future for, I mean, all of this has to be reconciled, right? I mean, this is like the universe of particles. At some point in time, they all have to come back together in some form, and probably not in a good way. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Probably, Jim, except the future can take a long time to happen, particularly when such powerful political forces, say the establishment in Washington and the central banks, on the other hand, are encouraging easy money and profligate spending to keep the ball rolling to reduce risk of social unrest.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All I can think of is God help us. Leo, thanks for a great summary there. We're going to come back and talk about the markets and what that means to you and me. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.